Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
It's Friday, December 4th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. And in local news this afternoon, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has received reports of two Hispanic males in Zolfo Springs area driving a white Ford with the words "water analyst" on the side of the vehicle, claiming to work for the Hardy County Health Department or the City of Zolfo Springs. They are reportedly requesting to check residents' water and septic tanks. Neither the Hardy County Health Department nor the City of Zolfo Springs are associated with these individuals and are not sending people out to check on your water or septic systems. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office wants you to know, don't ever allow anyone that you don't know into your home. If you see these individuals or observe any suspicious activities, please call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at area code 863-773-4144, or you can always call the emergency line at 911. A Mulberry man is under arrest after attempting to steal a couple of vehicles and having success with at least one of them. Gavin McKenzie of Mulberry attempted to steal a 1990 Ford Mustang from a parking lot on South Florida Avenue in Lakeland. He failed. He then noticed a 1988 Bronco parked across the street and attempted to steal that vehicle, which he had success. The vehicle was recovered later in the day by deputies and Mulberry. The Polk County detectives thoroughly canvassed the area and was able to come up with some security video cameras from the area and posted them on social media. Within just minutes, people began to reach out to the detectives saying they knew who the individual was. Polk County deputies were able to locate McKenzie at a residence on Heather Glen Drive in Mulberry. An iPad was found with McKenzie, and deputies determined that it had also been stolen during McKenzie's crime spree. McKenzie was arrested and charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle, armed burglary, grand theft of a firearm, attempted grand theft of a motor vehicle, burglary, and numerous other charges. McKenzie was booked into the Polk County Jail. In other news, motorists in Winter Haven might have thought for a time that they were in the 1971 movie Duel or 1986's Maximum Overdrive. But this was a movie, this was real life. This tale of the tractor-trailer began with a guy who detectives are referring to as Jamie from Lehigh Acres behind the wheel of a white Freightliner hauling a flatbed trailer on Highway 27 near Cypress Gardens Boulevard in Winter Haven. Deputies were heading to the area due to report of a truck being driven erratically. The deputies arrived on scene just in time to see the semi smash into a black Acura. The tractor-trailer continued down Cypress Gardens Boulevard, smashing into numerous vehicles and running numerous red lights. The truck encountered some heavier traffic on Cypress Gardens Boulevard in the area of Lakeship Drive, where the truck did briefly stop. As a deputy approached the truck and climbed onto the step, the driver gave the deputy the number one sign. The truck then took off again, turning down Highway 17 towards Bartow. The truck was not successfully stopped there. It continued on towards Lake Wells. Eventually, stop sticks were applied, and the truck was stopped near Highway 27 in Frostproof. The driver from Lehigh Acres is facing numerous charges, as you can imagine: fleeing to elude, reckless driving with property damage, leaving the scene of a crash, leaving the scene of a crash with injuries, criminal mischief, and of course he's also being charged by the numerous jurisdictions that he drove through, such as Bartow Police Department is charging him with reckless driving and property damage. The City of Lake Wells is also charging the driver with fleeing to elude, aggravated assault on a Leo, property damage, and leaving the scene of a crash. The driver probably won't be back behind the wheel anytime soon. Need a job? Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. You must be self-motivated, have effective time management and communication skills, and reliable transportation. Greenhouse or agriculture experience is recommended. You can reach Hardy Fresh at area code 863-445-1536, and they are located at 1340 Highway 17 North here in Wauchula. Yep, it's that time of year again.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is this Saturday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue. Now, there's a lot of activities going on before that. Once again, the parade starts at 6, but from 2 to 4, you can go and visit Santa's Workshop here in Hardy County, featuring selfies with Santa, story time with Mrs. Claus, snowman greeting cards, face painting, Christmas letters, milk and cookies, and much, much more. For more information on that, you can contact the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce at 863-773-6967.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree.
And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, along with the Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide, remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect your valuables. By doing this, you decrease the chances of home invasion or burglary. Don't forget to take part in the 9 p.m. routine. If you have an upcoming event we'd like to know about it, be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. That's Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly assist us when we use them and read them on the air. Coming up, your local weather plus agriculture news, sports news, and business news. It's still to come here on Hardy Midday. We'll be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNV Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNV Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
All right, welcome back to Hardy Midday. I'm JJ, filling in for Glenn, who has a day off. Let's take a look at your weather forecast and current weather conditions for the cities of Wauchula, Zolfo Springs, and Bowling Green. Right now here at the Real Country 102.1 Studios, the relative humidity is 88%, wind speeds out of the east at 5 miles per hour, and the barometric pressure is 30.16 inches. Visibility is at 7 miles. The current radar picture right now across areas shows scattered light showers from near Bradenton southward to Sarasota, a few scattered light showers.
All right, and now
here's your
agriculture
county
news.
And a few over Hendry County. Movement on the showers is off to the northeast. Otherwise, your weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 78, south-southeast winds 6 to 10 miles per hour, occasional gust up to 18. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 64, light south winds. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 76, calm winds becoming northeast 5 to 7 miles per hour later in the morning. Right now, here at the Real Country 102.1 Studios, we have 66 degrees.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. More than 27,000 rural acres near Yeehaw Junction in Florida's southern Osceola County has been gifted to the University of Florida to protect one of the last natural areas of its kind and to serve as a living classroom and laboratory for students and faculty throughout the university. According to MorningAgClips.com, Elizabeth DeLuca's contribution is among the largest gifts of real estate ever to any university in the nation. The surge of COVID-19 cases across America is creating a challenge as hospitalizations are now at record levels, and that is hitting rural hospitals especially hard. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan tells DairyHerd.com, rural hospitals are designed for primary care and general surgery, not pandemic surges. Morgan says standard protocol is once you need a ventilator and ICU treatment, you're transferred to a larger facility. Georgia Representative David Scott is one step away from becoming the first black chairman of the House Ag Committee. On Tuesday, the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee selected Scott over California Rep. Jim Costa in a 32-19 vote. AgriMarketing.com reports the Georgia Democrat must still be approved by the full Democratic caucus. Scott says every action of the committee must take a step forward toward building a more equitable, dynamic, and resilient ag industry that lays forth a new path for future generations.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Well, it's December now, and the cotton harvest in the region is still behind schedule. This according to U.S. Department of Agriculture meteorologist Brad Rippey.
In the Southeast, however, still a bit of a struggle to complete the cotton harvest. That is most apparent in Virginia. Only 62% of the cotton harvested by November 29th. Five-year average is 94%. Faring only a little better, North Carolina, 74% harvested versus 88% on average. We also see below average harvest progress in Georgia, 80% complete versus 82%, and South Carolina, 77% versus 80% on average. Since the report on the 29th, we have seen additional heavy rain in some of those areas, including North Carolina and Virginia. So it really is going to be a struggle to finish up harvest activities for cotton in some of those southern mid-Atlantic states.
Rippey says outside of the Southeast, the U.S. cotton crop is actually ahead of normal pace at 84% harvested versus the five-year average nationwide of 79%. Texas, he says, seems to be a significant reason for the quick pace elsewhere. The Lone Star State currently has 82% of their cotton crop harvested.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now here's the latest business news and sports report from SRN.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning following release of the government's jobs report for November. America's employers sharply scaled back hiring last month as the pandemic accelerated nationwide, employers adding 245,000 jobs. The U.S. trade deficit widened 1.7% in October, $63.1 billion. The politically sensitive gap in the trade of goods with China and Mexico grew. The U.S. government adding China's biggest maker of processor chips and a state-owned oil giant to a blacklist that limits access to U.S. technology and investment. By all accounts, progress in talks between Congress and the Trump administration over the next round of coronavirus relief. President Trump is cautiously optimistic about the prospects for a bipartisan bill that he will be able to sign. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with AP Top 25 college basketball from yesterday. Third-ranked Iowa was too much for Western Illinois, 99-58. Number 7, Kansas over Washburn, 89-54. 16th-ranked Virginia Tech, 64, VMI, 57. And number 25, Arizona State beat California, 70-62. Two other games, number 12, Villanova and Temple, 17th-ranked Texas Tech and St. John's, were canceled. NBA News, Anthony Davis finalizing a five-year contract worth up to $190 million to return to the L.A. Lakers. One day after LeBron James agreed to a two-year, $85 million contract extension with the team through 2023, Davis committed to the Lakers through 2025. According to his agent, the deal includes an early termination clause prior to the fifth year. Moving on to NFL news, the unbeaten Steelers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs closing in on clinching their respective divisions going into Week 13. The Steelers, who are 11-0, can wrap up the AFC North with a win over Washington Monday night and a Browns loss against Tennessee Sunday. Steelers can clinch a playoff spot with a win or a loss by the Raiders, Dolphins, or Colts on Sunday. The Chiefs, meanwhile, can take the AFC West again with a win over the Broncos on Sunday night and the Raiders loss to the winless Jets, or earn a playoff spot with a win. And in the NFC, the Saints, who've won 8 in a row, can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a loss by the reeling Bears. Major League Baseball news, right-hander Joe Gatto agreed to a one-year contract with the Texas Rangers, who brought back outfielder Scott Heinemann with a one-year deal just one day after allowing him to become a free agent. Gatto would earn the $570,000 league minimum. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. I'm JJ filling in for Glenn, who'll be back with you on Monday. Y'all have a super fine weekend and do take care.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.